North Lakes Endocrinology, this is Gaina.
Gaina, my name is Dan Latham. I'm calling on behalf of my wife, Lorraine, who is a patient of Dr. Vishnu. Yesterday, she had a... I'm not sure whether Dr. Vishnu is up to date with what has been happening with Lorraine. She's been in hospital for some time. She's home now, of course. But while she was in hospital, she's a... Oh, gosh, I'm sorry.
That's
okay. She has Addison's disease, and she was in hospital to be because she was having infusions of cortisol because she had, I believe, gone into crisis. Dr. Vishnu asked Dr. Shamala to take care of her, but Dr. Shamala has now gone overseas, and Lorraine is still not well. While she was in the hospital, she was due to come home, and they decided to have to give her a colonoscopy, which I think has even worsened the situation. And we don't know whether she should increase her medication. Our GP is not very well up with it. Obviously, he gave us, he told us to increase it, but that didn't work, and that was why she, Dr. Vishnu, told her to go into the hospital. Well, yesterday she had a blood test to try and see whether what her cortisol levels were, and it was to go back to our GP on Bribie Island. And yesterday, last night, there was a storm went through and the offices closed. There's no power on Bribie Island. So we can't contact the doctor. And we just don't know what to do.
Okay. So is she discharged from hospital now?
Yes, she is at home now.
Okay.
She had the blood test yesterday morning at QML, and we wonder whether Dr. Vishnu would have got a copy of it, of the results.
Yeah, let me have a look and see what information I can find on her file, and
Then
we can take it from there. So do you mind holding a moment?
Yeah, sure. Sit here.
Okay, thank you.
I just didn't know where to start. Yes.
I just have something
here. Hi, it's Dr. Vishnu. How are you?
Oh, hello, Dr. Vishnu. It's Dan here. Lorraine is listening in.
She's
lying down at the moment, but she's not very well. She's very tired. She can't seem to pick up after the colonoscopy, and we're wondering whether she should have had another infusion, because I don't know whether you're aware that at the time of the colonoscopy she had 5 liters of that mixture before.
So did they give any intravenous hydrocortisone?
Not after that, no. Not after the the colonoscopy, it's no.
Pretty likely that she's, again, not getting enough hydrocortisone.
That's what I believe. Yeah.
Is she eating and drinking well now?
I'm sorry, would you say that again?
Is she eating and drinking well?
Reasonably, yes, but she's just so very tired.
So why don't you give her a 50 of the hydrocortisone?
Sorry, give her what?
You know that she's on hydrocortisone tablet?
Yes.
So how much is she taking now?
10, 8, 4.
She's taking 10 in the morning, 8 midday, and 4 at night.
Okay. Lorraine, take 20 milligrams straight away now.
Okay.
Take 20 milligrams right now. You should feel much better after that.
Yes.
And then from tomorrow, for 1 week, take 20 milligram in the morning, 20 at midday, and 10 milligram in the evening for 1 week, okay?
Okay. So that's 50 a day, 20, 20, 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're still not feeling well, if you are having any diarrhea, you should go to hospital. They should have given you some intravenous hydrocortisone. That's the problem.
Yeah. I think the problem was that Dr. Shamala left and handed it to another lady who didn't seem to know much about it. Dr. Shamala has gone overseas. And,
oh, dear. Okay. So you should have called me as soon as you've gone there.
You've got the blood test result from yesterday.
I'm looking at that. I've looked at it. It doesn't really matter, you know. Clearly, she needs more hydrocortisone.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll do that and keep it up for one more week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks very much, Dr. Vishnu. Bye.